在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
Mr. Bond said the international community's determination to help what he calls the world's bottom billion, those who live on less than $1 a day, has not weakened. During the annual meeting of the UN General Assembly that wrapped up last week in New York, member states pledged $16 billion to help the UN meet targets of cutting poverty and disease worldwide by 2015.
Everyone has felt the earthquake on Wall Street, but it has not shaken our resolve. Banks may be failing, but the world's bottom billion can bank on us.
He said the generosity of these commitments is very encouraging given the economic climate.
It means the world is not forgetting the needs of the world's poorest people, notwithstanding the prospect of harder times.
In the first of a new monthly series of press conferences, Mr. Bond spoke about the many challenges facing the United Nations, among them the deteriorating situation in Darfur, the precarious political and military situation in Afghanistan, piracy and instability in Somalia, and the effects of climate change. The UN chief said that amid these crises, the world must not forget the plight of others, and he urged world leaders to honor the monetary pledges they have made.
Grave as it may be, today's financial crisis will be overcome. We must underline the need for crisis-proofing of the important priorities of the United Nations from these international financial turbulences.
Mr. Bond said that he held more than 100 bilateral meetings with world leaders in the margins of the UN General Assembly debate. He said the financial crisis was high on all their agendas. The Secretary General said he hopes leaders of industrialized nations will be able to contain the crisis and find medium and long-term measures to resolve it. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.